Welcome to Bible Insights with Wayne Conrad. God's Word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Today's subject, be strong. God often tells people in the Bible to be strong. So what does this mean? In the physical realm, we know that being strong refers to an exertion of power or force, or the ability to accomplish a task, or to withstand an opposing force. But the Bible is speaking primarily of personal, emotional, mental, and spiritual ability. The focus is on doing something or overcoming something. It is not a self-made power, but a strength that comes from dependence on God Himself through faith. This is a theme often found throughout the Bible, especially in the Old Testament. As the fleeing Hebrews were confronted by a sea before them and a pursuing army behind them, they were terrified and they cried out in despair to Moses. Moses said to the people, "Fear not, stand firm, and see the salvation of the Lord," that is, of Yahweh, "which He will work for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall never see again. Yahweh will fight for you, and you have only to be silent." When they crossed over to the other side, the people burst out in jubilant song. "Yahweh is my strength and my song, and He has become my salvation. This is my God, and I will praise Him, my Father's God, and I will exalt Him." Some 40 years later, God's word to Joshua came in a similar way, as he was faced with enemies in Canaan, and he was on the border of the land at another river. And this is what God said to him: "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened, and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Joshua 1:9. The prophet Isaiah adds his prophetic encouragement to God's people in chapter 40. "He," that is God, Yahweh, the Almighty, "He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no strength, no might, He increases strength. Even youths shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait for the Lord, they who wait for Yahweh, shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Verses 29 through 31. In Isaiah 41:10, "Fear not, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." David in the Psalms tells us where his strength came from. Psalm 27 and 73. "Yahweh is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Yahweh is a stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." Hallelujah. When we turn to the New Testament, we find that Christians are often told in Scripture to be strong in the Lord. Paul relates God's command to his people in 1 Corinthians 16:13. "Be on your guard. Stand firm in faith, in the faith. Be courageous. Be strong." In Ephesians 6:10, God's call to his soldiers is, "Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power." As Christians, we are to be men and women of strength. But this is not a mere physical or even an intellectual strength. It is a spiritual strength that resides not in ourselves, but in the Lord Himself. We need to be strong because of the power of evil in this fallen world. But we cannot depend upon the natural strength of men. What we need is the supernatural strength of God. This is the only kind of strength that can enable us to stand victoriously against the forces of evil. The forces of evil without, the forces of evil within. If we are to be strong in the Lord, we must realize our own strength is weakness. Our need is the divine strength, the mighty power of the strength of the Lord. Only His strength can cause us to overcome our spiritual foes. We are to be strong in the Lord, in Yahweh. In the New Testament, that's the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord God Almighty is strong. He is mighty. His very name is strength and refuge. Thus we read in Proverbs 18, the name of the Lord, that is the name of Yahweh, is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are saved. What the apostle is urging us to do in Ephesians and 1 Corinthians is to look to the Lord and to his power. This means we must remember the might of his power and think of it. Three of the greatest examples of his might are, first of all, the creation of this universe out of nothing by the word of his mouth. He spoke and it came into being. Now that's power. God said, be, and it was. Second, God delivered the Hebrew nation from the bondage of Egypt by his outstretched arm. This was especially manifested in his parting of the Red Sea and sending forth his people on dry ground. He then drowned the army of the pursuing enemy in the returning waters. Moses led Israel in singing the victory of the Lord. I will sing to Yahweh, for he is highly exalted, the horse and its rider. He is hurled into the sea. Yahweh is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. Your right hand, O Yahweh, was majestic in power. Exodus 15, verses 1, 2, and 6. By far the greatest demonstration of the power of God was in the raising of Jesus Christ from the dead to a abiding existence of endless life, and he raised him up some 40 days later into the heavens. This is the same power he realized in our behalf when he saved us by the process of, by the action, the instantaneous action of regeneration and the resulting conversion that was manifested in our repentance and our faith. That power is like the working of his strength, which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule, authority, power, and dominion. Ephesians 1, 19 through 21. We need to remember and meditate on him and all the reserves of strength and power that are in him. And also we are to realize that the Lord Jesus Christ is the captain of our salvation. He's the file leader of God's combat troops on earth. He leads us into spiritual battle, and he fights alongside of us, and indeed he fights through us. Actually, the battles we fight are the Lord's, and he will win the victory. It is of immense importance that we understand where our strength comes from. It does not come from ourselves. It comes from God. And we must, by faith, take the strength of the Lord to ourselves. In other words, we must recognize our position in Christ. We have identified with him and he with us. Knowing who and what we are in Christ Jesus, we must act accordingly. Christ Jesus is the victor over sin, the devil, and death. We are co-victors with him. Our strength is not at the side of the Lord, but in the Lord. It is our union with Jesus and our identification in his work of conquering the evil one and his work that is the source of our spiritual strength. To translate this into practice in our lives, we must yield to the presence of the Lord and his working in our lives. This we do not alone, but in the company of Christ's people, the church, and its part and parcel of his people. Being a part of an assembly of God's people where the word of God is expounded and people lift up one another in prayer and sharing imparts to us a collective strength. Together, our eyes must be fixed upon him who is the strength of Israel. Remember that as God's child, you are never alone, for he walks with you and he lives within you by his Holy Spirit. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Hear this phrase, this stanza from a hymn poem by Edith Cherry. We rest on him, our shield and our defender. We go not forth alone against the foe. Strong in thy strength and safe in thy keeping tender, we rest in thee, and in thy name we go. God, who shows you his loving kindness, and who has called you through Messiah Yeshua, that is Christ Jesus, to his eternal glory, will restore you, strengthen you, make you strong, and support you as you face the struggles within and without. Look to him. Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. This has been Wayne Conrad with Bible Insights. And the next time, remember, the Lord is our strength.